This is Richard Sorth, BankInfoSecurity.com. I'm at Black Hat 2007 in Las Vegas with Dr. Andrew Lindell, Chief Scientist for Aladdin Knowledge Systems. Dr. Lindell, can you talk to us about Aladdin Knowledge Systems products and how they might be of use to the banking industry?
Aladdin was founded in 1985. It's been around for over 20 years. It's a company with a long history of security. One of the chief products I think which should be of most interest is strong authentication. We have a wide series of products going from one-time passwords to smart card authentication to combined products. What we can actually offer is a series of different products all within the one organization for the different customers. Those who need high levels of security will have a very high level, and those who are less critical users can get also a good security product but at a cheaper cost. And with that sort of variety, we can offer both usability and security and a good management system together.
Well, usability and security is a hot topic these days. Could you discuss for our listeners what is it about security and usability that makes such a challenge?
Well, one of the big problems with security in general is that we require something from the customer, from the user. If the user is not going to cooperate, then our security system will be completely bypassed. We all know about sticking passwords on a sticky note, but it goes much further than that as well. And so building usability into the security product is actually a security issue itself. It's not just a usability issue. And I've seen a number of solutions that have been completely ruined by the lack of willingness by the users to actually cooperate properly. But if you offer them something as well, so don't just give them a smart card, but put the proximity to get into the door within the same device and give them flash as well, and they'll actually be happy to get the device. They'll get added benefit. Maybe you'll have a password management system that they can even use at home as well to make their life easier. Then they'll be happy to accept it, and once they're happy to accept it, then they'll actually cooperate with the security policy, and it'll give a much stronger solution overall.
Banking regulations are now requiring that banks adopt a multi-factor authentication system. How would your solution set address that issue?
So we have a number of multi-factor solutions, one-time passwords, which are in a hardware device, and also smart card solutions. The advantage of using a smart card solution with public key cryptography is that we can also actually prevent phishing attacks in a very strong way. One-time passwords, as we know, are a good solution, and they're very helpful, and they're definitely much better than using regular passwords, but they are still vulnerable to phishing attacks. Whereas if you're using a smart card-based solution and you're working with SSL with client authentication, then actually this completely bypasses all phishing attacks. So the phishing attack, even a man-in-the-middle active phishing attack, works by presenting a different website with a different certificate to the user, if not no certificate, and then that man-in-the-middle or that phishing site will be unable to actually authenticate further onto the bank because it needs to somehow get a digital signature, which we won't have on the correct information. So a smart card solution for authentication to a bank for a high-value customer is highly recommended today given the prevalence of phishing attacks.
Are you releasing any new products here at Black Hat?
There's no new products here today, but we're continually releasing new products and updates and additional features.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Dr. Lindell.
Thank you.